Hello and welcome to the France 24 interview. Our guest today is Joseph Wu. He is Taiwan's foreign minister and he is with us from Taipei. Thank you very much.
You are absolutely welcome, Mark. Glad to be on your show.
Thanks. The NATO summit was just concluded in Vilnius, Lithuania. It was mostly focused on Ukraine. However, it also mentioned China in unusually harsh terms, saying that China challenged the alliance's interests, security, values with its quote-unquote stated ambitions and coercive policies. This prompted a furious reaction from Beijing. What is your reaction?
Well, the summit also mentioned about the threat against Taiwan. And the reaction from Taiwan is that it has stated the truth, stated about the people who are being threatened by China in a very consistent way. So the reaction from Taipei is that we appreciate that NATO is paying attention to this problem that posed a threat against the region. The Indo-Pacific is a region that has been suffering from China's expansionism. And I'm very glad to hear that NATO now is also paying attention to the Indo-Pacific. Peace and stability over the Taiwan Strait is very important, not just for Taiwan, but also for the global community. And I think NATO is taking a right approach.
Right. You said the war in Ukraine obviously had caused a global economic fallout. But I quote you recently, you said it would be even worse if the war is to break out in the Taiwan Strait. How so, Mr. Wu?
If you look at some simple facts, about 50% of the goods to the rest of the world flow through the Taiwan Strait. And imagine if the communication or shipping lanes is disrupted, the kinds of impact it would have on the international community. Another very simple fact is that a high percentage of the semiconductor products are coming from Taiwan, especially the very highest end of the semiconductor chips. About 90% of them are produced here in Taiwan. So if the supply chain is disrupted, it's going to be a disaster for the rest of the world.
The NATO declaration also mentions China's and Russia saying they were involved in quote-unquote deepening strategic partnership. Are you seeing such military cooperation between Beijing and Moscow? And does it affect Taiwan one way or the other?
Well, it might not be seeing that obviously from the European perspective, but here in the Indo-Pacific, especially in the West Pacific, we have been seeing repeated joint military exercises by China and Russia. Just a few weeks ago, there was a joint Air Force exercises by China and the Russian Air Forces. And very recently, the Russian battleships also sail through this region. And sometimes the Chinese and the Russian navies would also conduct joint military exercises. Even though Russia is suffering from the war slowdown in Ukraine, but in the Far East, the Russian military seems to be remaining intact. And they are still very active, especially in cooperating with China.
Right. In late June, the top U.S. military official, the U.S. Joint Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, said despite the well-publicized plan calling for the Chinese military to be ready to invade Taiwan by 2027, there is no indication, according to him, that Chinese President Xi Jinping has made one decision one way or the other. Do you agree with this or are you more skeptical?
Well, we agree with that kind of assessment. In fact, that is not the only assessment about the situation. The defense secretary and also the intelligence chiefs in Washington, D.C. have said similar things. And our analysis here in Taiwan is very similar to that. We see no imminency of the Chinese military actions. And we also see that the war is not unavoidable. What we see in the Chinese strategy is that they are posturing to pressure Taiwan. They're trying to coerce Taiwan if Taiwan can throw up the tower and surrender to the Chinese pressure. The Chinese military is following a military philosophy of the ancient military philosopher Sun Tzu. The Chinese are trying to crush its enemy without the actual use of force. And I think the Chinese are following that philosophy in applying pressure against Taiwan. But we see no imminency in the Chinese use of force against Taiwan. But nevertheless, the threat is there. And the need for Taiwan to beef up its defense capabilities to serve as a deterrence against the Chinese threat is very serious, and we are doing that. And we are also very glad to see that the like-minded partners are also beefing up their deployment in this region to serve as a deterrence against the Chinese ambition.
Right. China, nevertheless, as you said, has been conducting military exercises, sending Navy ships, warplanes toward China. On a regular basis, the planes are crossing the midline of the Taiwan Strait, which is a kind of security buffer zone. But as far as I can tell, it has never entered your territorial space or the broader contiguous zone, as it's known. What if they do so?
You mentioned about the median line of the Taiwan Strait. It has been there to safeguard the peace and stability and the status quo across the Taiwan Strait for decades. But we also have our airspace. We have the territorial water, all these to be adjacent to our territory. And the Chinese understand that if they cross a line, there will be a very serious consequences. And what the Chinese military, including their Air Force and Navy, are doing is trying to compress our reaction time, is trying to compress our defense steps, and they are trying to create pressure on Taiwan, either politically or militarily. They're trying to pressure Taiwan to the degree where they might want to see the Taiwanese people saying that, okay, that's enough, we will give up. But I think this is a very important matter, not just for Taiwan, but also for the democracies around the world. China is leading the authoritarian forces, trying to expand their influence throughout the world. And Taiwan happens to be on the front line. And we are very determined to defend ourselves. And we understand that if we fall, it will be at the cost for the rest of the democracy. So we are absolutely determined to defend ourselves.
And are you certain that the U.S. will defend Taiwan?
Defending Taiwan is our own responsibilities. And this is the commitment of the Taiwanese government and the Taiwanese people. But during this period of time when we try to beef up our defense capabilities, we have been working very closely with the United States so that we can procure the defensive articles that are needed for Taiwan's self-defense. And we have also been working together to have our military better trained. And we have also been working together with the United States to reform our military so that we are more adapted to the asymmetric strategy. And all this being working in very close coordination with the United States, and the U.S. support during this period of time is highly appreciated.
Right. Taiwan will later this month hold its annual military exercises. And as part of it, there will be for the first time a large-scale evacuation drill. This has been described in some media outlets as, in fact, an escape rehearsal for your president. What is your stake about what's happening and what's being said about this drill?
Well, Hanguang exercise is an annual exercise, and the purpose of exercise is to prepare Taiwan for any possible contingency. And if war is about to take place, we will try to analyze what kind of situation might happen in Taiwan, and we need to respond to the kinds of military situation. So this is a preparation, and this is very normal.
With Europe, the European Commission has been reluctant to begin negotiation on a bilateral investment agreement with Taiwan. Why is that? You're saying that you've been able to get some better, improved relations in Europe, but it still seems Europe is afraid of Beijing.
Well, bilateral investment agreement that we have been seeking with the European Union has been longstanding. It's been waiting there for quite a few years. And we were told that the EU wants to finish its bilateral investment agreement with China first. And we have been held on that ground. And a couple of years ago, when the Chinese sanctioned some of the European parliamentarians, there was a decision on the European Parliament and the European Commission to stop the negotiations of bilateral investment agreement with China. And with that, Taiwan seemed to be held hostage. But what I would hope for is that the EU would look at its relations with Taiwan independent of its relations with any others. And I think we have a bilateral political and economic interest to pursue. And we hope we can negotiate with the EU for our bilateral investment agreement for the benefit of both sides. If you look at the international supply chain, Taiwan has occupied a very important place. And if you look at the European investment in Taiwan, it's the number one investor here in Taiwan. And therefore, having a bilateral investment agreement in between Taiwan and the EU will be in our bilateral interest. And I would urge the EU to take that approach to start negotiating the BIA with Taiwan.
Joseph Wu, that's all we have time for. I want to thank you very much for appearing here on the France 24 interview from Taipei. And I want to thank you all for watching it.
On France24.com. Click live. Find the stories you want to watch or to read about. Live news 24 hours a day in 4 languages. Explore the topics that captivate you. Are you looking for the latest news or to watch a show on demand? Follow us. Live international news is just a click away. Liberté, égalité, actualité.
30,000 personas en la plaza, yo nunca en mi vida me lo hubiera imaginado.
In 2015, the CICIG, or International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, forced President Otto Perez Molina to resign over alleged fraud and links to criminals. But in 2018, Jimmy Morales, his successor, dissolved the commission which was targeting him.
Empezaron a hacer ver las protestas como algo de zurdos, de izquierda, de comunistas, de terroristas.
The media was silenced. Members of the CICIG were imprisoned or forced into exile.
Tengo la esperanza de un día volver y poder seguir luchando por Guatemala. Quiero mucho a mi país.
Guatemala's Lost Hope, 4 Revisited, on France 24 and France24.com.